It's Monday, July 9th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show Level Up from right here in New York City. That was the song Orchard off their newly released Orchard single, presumably coming off a forthcoming album or EP or something, but so far all they've dropped is that one song, and it is great. A bit of a departure. If you recall, when I originally played Level Up on the show, I was like, man, these guys do a really good Jeff Mangum impression, because here is some Neutral Milk Hotel sounding music you're not going to believe, and I played this song. Which definitely, it was like they were channeling Jeff very effectively. And this new Orchard thing doesn't sound anything like that. So, bit of a change. That's cool. I like all of it. So, good for those guys. Finding new stuff to do other than just cribbing. Okay, speaking of things that are also really good, how about Pageants from Long Beach, California? We're going to hear a couple tracks off their debut album, Forever. We're going to hear So Cool and Free, both super excellent songs, especially So Cool. I have listened to So Cool just so many times. It is so cool. So cool is. A listener, Melody, emailed me to tell me to listen to this, and she was right, but I really should have known about it already because it's former members of Avi Buffalo, which, man, I loved Avi Buffalo, too. Do you remember Avi Buffalo, that What's In It For song? What's in it for someone with nothing to do? What's in it for me? Man, I love that song. Anyway, so cool. It's kind of on that level. It's that good. So here we go. Pageants, right now, without further ado. So Cool and Free from the album Forever, right now, on The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up. After pageants back there, we heard Foliage, fellow Californian from San Bernardino. We heard It's Time and The Other Day, both from the newest record, Third, or maybe Three, or maybe This Is the Third One. Something like that. It's the third release, anyway, by Foliage. And I was so pumped about this album because I was, like, super into a lot of the songs that had been dribbled out from it and from the previous releases. So I was all excited. And ultimately, I'm going to say Third did not quite meet my expectations, but that's okay. It's still a great record. I had unrealistically high expectations. So it's pretty good. If you like those two songs, It's Time, The Other Day, then, you know, you're going to like the whole thing probably. Okay. Then after Foliage, we heard You Know from Jacksonville, Florida. We heard No Going Back, which is particularly strong, and Fall in Love, also very good, off his debut EP, Moody. And really great, in particular, No Going Back. Kind of has like a Tame Impala vibe, maybe, or something. But You Know, I really like You Know. You Know? Yeah, I think You Know. Okay. Speaking of other things I like a lot, how about these next few tracks? I'm going to play four songs. They're all very short, by this one band, and they're from three different releases. So, we're going to hear... Well, before I even get to this, I know about this band, because do you remember Neil Homan? The incomparable Neil Homan? He used to host Ritmo Latino. I'm not good at that. He was much better at rolling the R's than I am. Anyway, it was a much beloved podcast, which he stopped doing at some point, but it was really a podcast, and he emailed me out of the blue. I hadn't heard from him in ages. And he's like, dude, I've got the song for you, and you got to play it on your show. And he was right. It is deserving. We're going to hear a couple versions of it. First, we're going to hear the album version, Pizza. That's the name of the song. And if you know anything about me, which you might not, because I've probably never talked about on the show before, I like pizza, like in a major way. I eat pizza for lunch every day from Vinny's pizza place in my neighborhood, which the thing about Vinny's is that they have wacky pizzas. I mean, it's just barely... A lot of people will be like, that's not even pizza, you know, because it's like... One of my favorites is like the black bean avocado pizza. So it's like instead of red sauce, it has black beans. And then instead of like cheese and pepperoni, it has like feta and tomato and avocados and, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, it's always got like a crust and then there's like toppings. So in that sense, it's a pizza. But they just do completely ridiculous and totally amazing pizzas. And they go viral a lot because they're very funny and creative and they come up with wacky things. Like one of the popular ones you might have seen on the internet or on TV was the Pizza Inception. So it's like pizza on pizza. So they like make little miniature pizzas and then they cut them into pieces and then they use that as a topping on a pizza. So it's like a pizza topped with pizza. And then they got even crazier. They made an entire... You can still order this. It's expensive. But you can buy a pizza box made of pizza, which then has a pizza in it that is then topped with tiny pieces of pizza. It's like... These guys are hardcore. Anyway, I've never had any of those things, but I do eat there pretty much every day, and I have wacky slices, and I love it. Yeah, so he knows I like pizza, because he knows me enough to know that about me. So he's like, you gotta play this pizza song. It's so good. And he was kind enough to translate the lyrics, but he didn't even have to, because they have a bonus track version of the song that's in English, so you'll get to hear how much they love pizza. It's as much as I love pizza, perhaps. And then, because you can't just play two songs about pizza and leave it alone, we're gonna hear two different songs from their newest EP, which is actually my favorite, and I probably haven't said it. I think I've just been blabbering and I haven't said it. This band is called Las Piñas, and they're from La Plata, Argentina. So, very excited. This is like such a perfect Neil Homan find. It's so good. It's like great surf rock by this like all chick band. It's so good. So, here we go. It's four songs, but two of them are the same song. So here we go. Four songs, pizza bonus track, and then these other two, it's all in Spanish, I don't know. Right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
Pizza. In a city crowded with over 1,000 pizzerias, Vinny's is cutting through the pizza noise with an ever-changing menu of over 40 innovative slices, from mac and cheese pizza to buffalo chicken pizza to pizza on pizza. They're completely reinventing the New York slice.
What is that?
I got today's special. It's an avocado quesadilla slice, which they have frequently, but they added black beans to it to make it even more awesome.
Well, you say they have it frequently, so you know, so you must come here.
Every day for lunch.
Come on, you come here every day for lunch?
So this is my lunch at Vinny's Instagram feed.
Whoa.
And all it is every day's slices. So
you and you haven't gotten bored?
No, that's how innovative they are.
Yeah. Jordan Peterson.
He just gets to put on a stupid suit and go around and talk about how the Academy is lined up against him, which it should be, right? Because he is a person who has written two works of any substance in his 20, 30 year career. One of which is a diagram of how women are like dragons. And the other one is a thing that says clean your room. Right? He's a Jungian archetypist, the most discredited sort of psychologist you could be. He's a complete quack and weirdo. And he should be discriminated against in an academic context, even if he wasn't also the author of an idea to build a database in which you put any professor who posits any arguably Marxist ideas in the database in order to drive them out of the academy.
Right.
Like, this is not a champion of free speech. This is not a serious intellectual by any metric.
He gives long, articulate, meandering answers, right? Which are not always fully terrible. I think other people have said this, but he says two things, things that are either obvious or false. And so what's true, you knew already, and the rest of it is just made up.
This.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Las Piñas back there, we heard Ari Rohr from my hometown, Dallas, Texas. We heard a few tracks from his debut record, Calm Down. Calm Down. I always think of Seinfeld.
Because when your little life is up, you're growing up, everything is up. Wait up, hold up, shut up. Mom, I'll clean up. Let me stay up.
Parents, of course, just the opposite. Just calm down. Slow down. Come down here. Sit down. Put that down. You are grounded. And keep it down in there. Calm down.
Anyway, yeah, we heard three songs. We heard Implode, Don't Have a Fit, and Off and On. All very good songs. And if you like those, pick up the whole thing. Not going to be too disappointed. I think that guy's going places. And Implode, I think in particular, very strong. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, Johnny Fireson from Memphis, Tennessee, posthumously released an album called Have You Been Good to Yourself? Someone was digging through crates in a thrift store in Memphis and found this like recording and was like, wow, what is this so good? And they were like, I gotta release this. And they tracked down his family and they, I think he was dead at this point. But anyway, they released it and it was recorded in the 70s. He was going through some hard times at the time, and it's like a lot of it's kind of gospel-y and R&B. It's great. It's really good. And this song in particular, Miracles, is super good. I don't know where I heard this, but then I was like convinced I had heard it before. I was like, maybe I've heard a different version, or maybe I heard someone cover it, or maybe where have I heard this? But I think I'm just delusional. I don't think I've ever actually heard it. I think I just like it or something. I don't know. But at any rate, I dig it. So here we go. Johnny Fireson, Miracles, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head.
If you believe and if you try, you can do anything. You can do thing that seems impossible. You can do miracles, miracles. You can do them. Have faith. You are human, only human. And human beings, they do miracles. You can do them. Have faith. Have faith. You can do them. Miracles. Things that seem impossible. Custom built cars. He had no help. He was by himself. He had no money. No money to get started. But he did a miracle. A miracle. He had faith. You might know him. He lives in Memphis. He manufactures automobiles. A miracle, a miracle. They call him Spaceman. They call him Spaceman. Miracle, miracle. Things that seem impossible. Miracle, you can do 'em.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was two songs by a band from Ethiopia, and I don't know how to pronounce any of it. So if you want to know, just email me and I'll tell you the stuff. You can look it up yourself. Then I also talked over Charleston as performed by a player piano from 1925. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where to follow me on social media or like Spotify, where there's playlists for the seasons, and so you can just listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me jibber-jabber forever about things like pizza. And by the way, no, I don't actually eat pizza for lunch every single day. I mean, it is a lot of days, but it's not technically every day. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.